Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Mayor Adams rolls out a new plan to create jobs and address climate change. It's Thursday, February 29th, and this is your New York Daily News. Thursday's forecast calls for clear skies in New York City with a high near 40 and a low near 29. Before today's top story, the City Council passed legislation on Wednesday that beefs up penalties for sales of uncertified e-bike batteries, including by authorizing the padlocking of stores caught repeatedly hawking the illegal devices. The passage of the bill, which now heads to Mayor Adams' desk for his signature, comes as fires sparked by the lithium-ion-powered batteries remain a major issue in the city. E-bike batteries caused 267 blazes across the five boroughs last year, resulting in 18 deaths and 150 injuries, according to FDNY data. Just last week, journalist Fazil Khan died in a residential building fire in Harlem caused by an e-bike battery explosion, the city's first lithium-ion-related fatality this year. Last year, the council passed legislation requiring that e-bike batteries be certified by an accredited testing laboratory, with fines in store for retailers who sell them without proper licenses. The measure adopted by the council in a 45-0 vote Wednesday afternoon builds on last year's legislation by making penalties for violations steeper. Find this story and more right now at nydailynews.com.
My name is Greg Jackson. I'm a PhD holding historian, a professor, and the creator of History That Doesn't Suck, a podcast that makes legit, seriously researched American history come to life through entertaining stories. Join me for a chronological telling of the United States story, from the Revolution to fractious Civil War, tenacious inventors, brave reformers, and more. With more than 100 episodes, you can already binge listen your way from 1776 to the early 20th century. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on Spotify.
Mayor Adams unveiled a new economic plan Wednesday geared toward addressing climate change and creating 5,000 new jobs, and which his administration predicted will generate $55 billion of economic impact for the city. The newly released 121-page book of policy prescriptions, which Team Adams has dubbed the Green Economy Action Plan, includes an investment of up to $100 million for climate tech startups at the Brooklyn Army Terminal's Climate Innovation Hub in Sunset Park, the creation of 12,000 green economy apprenticeships by 2040, and new electric vehicle charging stations at JFK Airport and the Brooklyn Navy Yard. We're introducing a new terminology in our society, green-collar jobs. Jobs where you can ensure improving the environment is also improving our lifestyle, Adams said during a press conference at the Brooklyn Army Terminal. New York City is leading the way in this new category. The mayor's new action plan includes a $725 million investment from the City Economic Development Corporation, the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and the Trust for Governor's Island to build a green economy ecosystem that's linked by the city's waterways. That effort will include 6 million square feet of space for climate research and training at the Navy Yard in Sunset Park and on Governor's Island, according to the plan. The Climate Innovation Hub in Sunset Park is expected to complement that effort by providing a home for green businesses and tech startups focused on addressing climate change. Adams administration officials predicted it will serve 150 startup companies over the next 10 years, generate $2.6 billion for the local economy, and lead to 600 new jobs. The mayor also predicted that by 2040, there will be about 400,000 green economy jobs in New York City. Those jobs run the gamut from work traditionally viewed as blue-collar, like electricians, plumbers, and HVAC installers, to occupations that typically require college degrees, like civil and electrical engineering. Critics of the mayor voiced skepticism over whether Adams will follow through on his plan, though, pointing out that previous promises he's made about implementing policies to address climate change haven't been fully realized. Theodore Moore, executive director of the advocacy group Alliance for a Greater New York, said what's needed now is action on implementation. In 2022, Adams committed to electrify 100 NYC public schools by 2030, but has only allocated funds for 33 through 2029. We want to see him assign funds and go further, with deep retrofits and ventilation upgrades, Moore said in a written statement. Investing in green, healthy schools will save the city millions in utility costs and climate disaster repairs, create thousands of green union jobs, meet the mandates of our climate laws, and ensure that students, teachers, and staff can breathe clean air and attend school safely. It's time for the mayor to make good on his motto and hashtag get stuff done. Peter Sikora honed in on Adams' approach to the climate laws that Moore touched on as well, and said his own skepticism over whether the mayor's new goals will be achieved is rooted in his weakening enforcement of NYC's landmark climate and jobs law, Local Law 97. That law requires building owners to cut carbon emissions generated by their properties or face fines. But the immediate penalties prescribed by the law were softened last year under new rules adopted by the administration that allow building owners to get 2-year extensions on enforcement if the city determines they're making a good faith effort toward compliance. Already, he's likely cost New York thousands of jobs in the sector by letting landlords off the hook from undertaking energy efficiency projects on their properties in the next 2 years, Sikora said. If Mayor Adams was serious about creating good jobs, he would fully implement and enforce Local Law 97. Liz Garcia, a spokeswoman for Adams, pushed back on the critique, saying that the administration has worked hard on implementing the law, in part by giving building owners the educational tools to know how to comply through community events and online workshops. When the law was passed, 20% of buildings were out of compliance with our 2024 emissions limits. Now it's 11%, she said. Our efforts are working. Like Local Law 97, the new plan Adams released Wednesday includes a focus on lowering harmful emissions from buildings as well. The first goal listed in the plan seeks to decarbonize buildings and construction. To achieve that, the administration lists 2 marquee initiatives, one that will involve applying more efficient construction guidelines to all capital projects, and another effort to partner with private businesses to launch community hiring networks to help place low-income workers in jobs. We want to ensure that we are not going to miss the opportunity to educate, train, and position New Yorkers from all backgrounds to benefit from this new economy, Adams said. For more on this story and for the latest in New York City politics, visit nydailynews.com and follow us on social media at nydailynews. Thanks for listening. My name is Imran Sheikh.
Spoken Layer.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.